Well, for the sake of being almost 4 o'clock, I'll say good afternoon as opposed to good morning. This is my third message to you. My first message was sins multiplied. It showed the number of commandments that David broke with his one night with Bathsheba. Then my second message was the danger zone. And it started with Proverbs 6:16. It showed the 6 things that God hated, and then it showed the 7th thing he despised. And that was showing the score. Now we come before God to be as little children, all right? Because little children don't have in them the score. They're trustworthy, or they're very trusting, I should say, and they look up to the Father as being the instructor of the family, and spiritually look to God the Father being instruction for us. We read in the Bible how God felt about sowing the score among the brethren, what Jesus Christ himself said about no children being allowed to go to him and being prevented if they did not go to him. As I said, we're like spiritual children, and God's spirit is living inside us. So when we offend another brethren, all right, we are offending the spirit of God living inside our particular brethren. And also, the people that might be coming in contact with us, God's spirit is working with them, even though they're not here sitting in church. Because somewhere out there are people that will someday come into the congregations. We saw how the attitude of not helping when we had the opportunity to help ourselves, that we could be left out of the kingdom of God, because Christ could say, because we did not help when we had the opportunity, all right, that he did not know us. So that brings me to my third message, and the title of which, Seeing My Father in Me. Just to let you know where I got the title from, it actually came from a song, a country western song, by Paul Overstreet. So now let's go through some of the characteristics Jesus Christ and the Father have, that he and the Father are one. And in doing so, we should see areas we should be able to strengthen. Where did the Ten Commandments come from? Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai from a burning bush, which was Jesus Christ, and it was Christ himself that gave him those Ten Commandments. All right, and Moses did break them, and he can't carve them out himself. Now, in John 10:30, we read, I and my Father are one. Now, we go through the story of Mark 10. We go to the story of Mark 10, verses 17 to 25, and we're going to read Mark 10 and verse 17. And now as he was going out on the road, one came running and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And his reply to him was, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Christ, looking at him very lovingly, and said to him, One thing you lack. Go your way and sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure, and come, take up the cross and follow me. Now when he heard this, he was startled. That was the last thing he expected to hear, because it was the last thing he wanted to do, give up his treasures. And as a result, he gave up more than his treasures. He gave up the opportunity to be a disciple of Christ, and very possibly an apostle of Christ. So, We show that the love of God and the Father of Jesus Christ by following his Ten Commandments. Right? If we follow the Ten Commandments, he will know that we love him. Some other people will also see that we are doing that, and they will see the reflection of that as well. If we look at Galatians 5:22, we read, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love." The very first thing is love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So if we have the Holy Spirit in us, if we live according to the words that we read here and have the fruit of the Spirit, we will have these qualities, which are the same qualities Jesus Christ and the Father have. And we are supposed to be studying and learning so we can absorb these things and put these things into our very being. Now, if we go to 1 John, chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 2 and 3. "And he himself is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." And that's what it started out with. Keeping the commandments. That's how God knows us. That's how we know God. Now, we carry this one step further. Alright. And we go to John 17. John 17, verses 20 and 23. Okay. This is what Jesus actually did. He said a prayer. This is the Lord's Prayer. It's not the sample that a lot of people look at to be the model that they recite on a daily basis. This is what the Lord was praying for. "I do not pray for these alone, but also those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, and they also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and you have loved them as you have loved me." That is a test commandment for us. All right, that is the way we know, all right, whether or not our spirit is with the Father and Jesus Christ. That's what we must strive for. So now turn with me to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, and we'll read verse 28. "Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." That's what we must strive to become. Perfect like our Father in Jesus Christ is perfect. Now, the title of this message was "Seeing My Father in Me." All right. So I'm actually going to end this with the last portion of the words to the song. "I'm seeing my Father in me. I guess that was meant to be. and I find I'm more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my Father in me. And it ends with, I am happy to see my Father in me.